Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for current fiscal year. Monetary policy aims at a reviving economy and keeping inflation rate below 6.5. Supreme Court issues interim order to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to differently abled people and senior citizens reaching their doors. Home Ministry directs district administrations to make necessary arrangements to check possible third wave of COVID-19. And United Nations urges Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open for civilians fleeing the Taliban. Now the news in detail. Nepal Rashtra Bank has launched the monetary policy for the fiscal year 2021-2022 with the aim of reviving and promoting COVID-19 affected industries and enterprises. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari unveiled the policy that has given continuation to the loan to restore the business marred by COVID-19. The monetary policy for the ongoing new fiscal year addresses the concerns of the hotels, tourism and aviation sectors that have been hardest hit by the pandemic. It also pays a special attention to those sectors facing issues in the cash flow due to COVID-19. The policy has provision of loan up to 200,000 rupees for the maintenance of the public transports that were affected due to COVID-19. Governor Adhikari said those depositing the remittance in the banks and financial institutions could get additional 1% interest. Meanwhile, Nepal Rashtra Bank aims at keeping the inflation rate below 6.5. Lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government towards matters of public concerns, including the problems caused by corona pandemic, vaccine management and problems faced by victims of natural calamities. Speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, the lawmakers also called the government's attention towards damages on physical infrastructures due to rain-induced disasters. Likewise, the lawmakers demanded facts related to the Dharchula incident in which Jay Singh Dhami of Dharchula went missing in the Mahakali River. The eyewitnesses say Indian Border Security Force snapped the breeze when Dhami was on the rope. Similarly, in today's meeting, House Speaker Agniprasad Sarkota issued a ruling to remove the disputable content delivered by lawmaker Matrika Prasad Yadav from the record. Meanwhile, Yogmaya Ayurveda University Bill 2076 Bikram Sambat and Statistics Bill 2076 Bikram Sambat originated in the National Assembly were also tabled in the House meeting today. The Women and Social Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to regulate cross-border movements and keep personal details of people moving across the border. The meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar today also directed the Home Ministry and Women, Children and Senior Citizens Ministry to coordinate with all stakeholders to check human trafficking. The meeting also directed governments to empower law enforcement institutions and the organizations working against human trafficking. The Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress is discussing the new calendar of the party's 14th General Convention. Leaders of Nepali Congress have been mulling over setting a new calendar for the party's General Convention as the party is unlikely to hold a convention in the earlier set date. In the meeting held at Party President Sher Bahadur Doba's private residence at Budanilakanta, Party Central Committee members, including Prakash Man Singh, Ram Saran Mahat and Min Biswakarma, put forth their views on the matter. Congress Central Working Committee is set to meet tomorrow as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya.
Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Health and Population has said additional 367,341 people received anti-COVID-19 jabs in last 24 hours. The ministry says more than 4,659,000 people have received at least the first dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccine and 3,223,000 people have got the double dose of the vaccines. Likewise, the ministry has reported 3,950 new cases of corona infection in the last 24 hours. As per the ministry's update, 2,118 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours and 27 people died of corona infections today. With the latest report, the total death toll in Nepal due to COVID-19 has reached 10,239. Nepal has become the second country globally to have completed an agreement with the vaccine alliance Gavi to procure 4 million doses of Moderna vaccines financed by World Bank through the COVAX cost-share option. Quoting Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Srestha, the World Bank says this initiative will diversify and strengthen Nepal's COVID-19 vaccine portfolio. Delivery of those vaccines is expected to start by March 2022 and will contribute to Nepal's goal to vaccinate at least 72% of its population, as well as children 12 to 17 years of age for whom the Moderna vaccine is deemed safe and effective. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to the differently abled people and senior citizens who can't reach to the vaccination centres by reaching to their dose. A single bench of Justice Prakash Kumar Dungana issued the interim order in the name of the government today to deliver the door-to-door COVID-19 vaccine service to senior citizens. The order states that the details of differently abled people, senior citizens and chronic patients should be collected and the programs and schedules for the vaccinations should be unveiled. Advocate Prabhas KC had filed a writ at the Supreme Court demanding the facilitation of vaccines to senior citizens. In another case, the Supreme Court has sought a written reply from the government regarding the provisions of rectifying of adverts from the advertisement board before broadcasting and publishing. Issuing a so-called order today, the joint bench of justices led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jang Bahadur Rana asked the government to furnish a written reply within 15 days. Earlier, a writ was filed demanding removal of censorship on media. The government has started implementing the Advertisement Monitoring Act 2076 Bikram Sambat after forming the Advertisement Board. The Home Ministry has directed the district administration offices in all 77 districts to prepare for the possible third wave of COVID-19. Releasing a notice today, the ministry also asks the district administrations to enlist the hospitals and medical colleges available in the districts and provision them to be designated as COVID-19 hospitals and send the details to the Health Ministry's Health Emergency Operations Centre. The Home Ministry's directive comes as many medical institutions designated as COVID hospital relieved from the corona treatment after the first and second wave of the pandemic came to normalcy. It has also instructed the district administrations to monitor the medical institutions and their service delivery. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The United Nations has urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open as the number of civilians fleeing the Taliban onslaught swells. Thousands of those internally displaced have been arriving in Kabul, seeing the capital as their last safe refuge. The World Food Program has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe and said food shortages are dire. On Friday, the Taliban seized the country's second largest city, Kandahar, the latest provincial capital to fall in their hand. The insurgents also took the nearby city of Lashkargah and now control about a third of Afghanistan's provincial capitals. The advance comes as the US and other foreign troops withdrew after 20 years of military operations in Afghanistan. According to the United Nations, more than 1,000 civilians were killed in Afghanistan in the past month alone. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally too cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils monetary policy for current fiscal year. Monetary policy aims at reviving economy and keeping inflation rate below 6.5. Supreme Court issues interim order to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to differently able people and senior citizens reaching their doors. Home Ministry directs district administrations to make necessary arrangements to check possible third wave of COVID-19. And United Nations urges Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open for civilians fleeing the Taliban. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.